Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, have you guys ever seen water bowling? Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again, I believe for the second time, from the Alamo Draft House on Main Street in Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, yeah, we're doing it, you guys. That was so much fun coming on, starting the show, like, right after trailers in an actual movie theater. And as soon as that last trailer was over, I was already doing that thing of, like, you know how when the movie's over and you're like, what trailers did I see before the movie? 'Cause, you know, they show a good amount here at the Alamo. They show, like, 3. Some theaters now, like, show 8 or 9 before every movie, and it's too much. So if you're listening, stop it. It's Saturday, September 8th, 2018, and we are here at one of my favorite places to see a movie, and I would also like to see some name tags. Oh, boy. Okay. It's official. There's plenty of them. Lots of good ones. A pinata of my face. So that's going to be hard to beat, but I do see we have lots of good ones, and we got... Gross Point Drake. He's in the way back there, but I could still read it. Thank you for bringing all those, you guys, and good luck, of course, to everyone. One of you. Three of you. I got plans for three of you. Doug plugs. This Tuesday, Doug Loves Movies is back in L.A. at the UCB Theater on Franklin Avenue at 9:30 p.m., Follow my tweets or listen to Douglas Minis to get deets about a free show in Austin, Texas during Fantastic Fest. Oh, and Douglas Movies is back at the Improv in San Jose 1 week from today, Saturday, September 15th. And that's at 4:20. Just like this show today. Thanks for coming inside today. It's been raining all weekend, and then it got really nice right now. So you guys are missing some nice weather to sit in a movie theater and not watch a movie. For all of my upcoming show dates and ticketing links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
This is in from the corrections department. The movie I saw on HBO with Amy Adams that Amy Miller thought might be the TV series Sharp Objects from HBO is in fact the TV series Sharp Objects. And I'm an idiot. There's no reason to be insulting, corrections department. As you can see, I've got a bag in my hand, and it's full of items for someone here to win today. It's always tricky when traveling, how much and what I can bring. My guests will probably bring some cool shit. I've got a sticker from the Accidental Comedy Festival, a Doug Loves Movies t-shirt, a Doug Loves Movies sticker, a fun bag somebody gave me at the that comedy festival. I was just in San Diego for a couple days. That's where I'm from. So I grabbed a copy of San Diego Magazine and a pen that says Copy Central. And that's a copy-making place, a copy place in Traverse City, Michigan. So all of that, if you can believe it, plus stuff brought by my guests. But guess what? I've got two guests here with me in Kansas City. So the third guest has to be one of y'all. So if you would like to come up on stage and compete against two other people to be a full-time, full-show guest up here today in Kansas City, raise up your name tag, please. Yeah, shy people, sit this one out. Reptiles, sit on a rock. Okay, so that Burt Reynolds tribute poster, I saw that today on Twitter, where you've changed Sally Field to Sam Levine, and it's absolutely brilliant, but I cannot choose you. One of the guests may choose you later, but I can't choose you right now because I can't get that Sam Levine, Sally Field that thing out of my head. I mean, Burt Reynolds just died, and you're already teaming him up with Sam Levine. Doesn't seem right. But I got to get the pinata has to come down here because it's a pinata of my face, and there's no way I can disregard that, even though he's a frequent visitor to the show in many different cities. Many cities, would you say? Three or four? Four. Four different cities. All right, take a seat wherever you like. Let me get two more people that, again, not shy, willing to come down here. Also, is that a pinata too? Yeah. A pinata of what? Not my face. It's a pinata of an angelfish. You know what? I wish there were three pinatas here today, because those would be the three players. Come on down, ma'am. And I apologize for calling you ma'am. That's rude. All right, what else have we got? Who else we got to choose from? You know what? Just because, front row, how long ago did you buy your tickets? Day they went on sale. That's what I'm talking about. Would you join us? Thank you very much. I knew if he's in the front row, he had to get on it. Nobody wants to sit in the front row when it's actual movie playing. It's always people sit in the back to the front. But at my show, there's empty seats in the back because that's those people back there. Their name tags aren't going to get chosen. Am I right, Drake? All right, let's talk to him individually. Nate is here with his Doug face pinata. And can I hold it for a second?
Yeah, please.
There you go. Use your microphone voice to say hi to everybody, Nate.
Hey, everybody.
And, this is a weird thing you put on here to hold it. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Okay.
In case you want to break it later, it's ready to go.
Seems stable. I definitely want to break it later. It seems really tough, though. Like, you really have to kick it pretty hard.
You know, you smashed all my clay name tags in the past, and I figure you can handle paper mache at this point.
Yeah, I think so. But also, it sounds like there's some, like, heavy items in here.
You got to break it open to find out.
Okay. Well, we'll do that maybe a little later in the show, time permitting. And here you go.
Thank you.
You can just put it down on the ground, I guess, for now. And then the lady with the angelfish, is Trish called Wanda.
Yes, hello.
Yes, show everybody your amazing work. Yeah, let the whole audience
see. I don't know if
it's
amazing.
Well, listen to them go crazy when they see it.
I might. Can you hold that?
Yeah, okay. Well, this is, wow, this is a complicated, there you go. Look at that.
Yes.
That's pretty nice.
She's leaking glow sticks. Sorry.
What's that?
She's leaking glow sticks.
Oh,
that happens to ladies sometimes.
That's okay. Does it happen to ladies sometimes? And what's inside that one?
Well, it used to be glow sticks, but now those are on the ground. But animal crackers, there's some candy in there. There's like little spider rings. There's eyeballs. All kinds of
everything
stuff.
You need for a fun weekend.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Okay. And who's that third gentleman down there? What's your name, sir?
Scott.
Scott, and yours is Scott Magnolias. And you've been here. You've seen me before, obviously, because I'm on the poster as one of the ladies from Steel Magnolias.
Yes, sir.
And I've also signed it just above my head.
Yes, you are Sally Field.
So we've met before. Oh, I'm Sally Field.
Yeah.
Isn't that interesting? I turned down the Sam Levine Sally Field. And Scott, I didn't ask anybody else this, but what do you do for a living?
I work at Sam's Club.
Sam's Club?
Yes.
All right. And Trish, what do?
I do quality assurance for an insurance company.
Oh, I was so hoping it was for a vignette company.
Next.
And Nate, what are you doing?
I'm a bartender at a craft beer bar in Columbia, Missouri.
Yeah, Columbia. They used to have a club there that's no longer there, so I haven't been able to play there, but I do like it, and shout out to the people there. And, of course, it's 90 minutes from here, right? Give or take 2 hours. All right, let's not get...
Don't
forget to use your microphone voice,
Sorry.
Nate. Don't just talk to me like we're outside smoking weed like we were earlier. Oh, is that good? Can you get in trouble at a bar?
No.
Hey, bartender, you're fired for smoking drugs.
Fuck.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to play a game of Last Man Standing to determine which of these three people on the stage gets to stay for the entire show. I picked an audience member to help us out with a suggestion. Where is Wicked Mofo?
Oh.
Right up front, very excited. You got a name tag?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I was going to say, why don't you have a name tag? But you do. It's just small and not chosen. Yeah, all right. But we chose you one way or the other. Wicked Mofo, what's your actual name?
Jason.
Okay, Jason. You get to tell us, or them, I should say, because I'm not going to play on this one. This is to determine who gets to stay. Who are we going to play with Last Man Stent? The great Burt Reynolds. Rest in peace. First thing Nate said was shit. He's a little before your time?
A little bit.
Yeah, okay. Well, that happens to people, but, you know, did you read a fucking obituary?
Yeah.
So they probably mentioned a movie or two in there.
Sure.
Okay, so let's go ahead and start with Trish, and
all
then
right.
We'll go to Scott, and then you, Nate, so that it gives you plenty of time to think.
What? Okay.
You've got one? Well, I hope the other two don't say it.
Me too.
You know, your lifeline is you, so good luck with that.
Shit.
I'm going to go ahead and say Smokey and the Bandit.
Of course,
yes.
Smokey and the Bandit. But that's, you know, that leads to other names, I would think. Scott?
I'm going to go the easy way and say Smokey the Bandit 2.
Yeah, right? It's so easy. Nate?
Boogie Nights.
You idiot.
Oh, is there a third?
You said Boogie Nights.
Shit,
Trish.
Again.
Gator.
Also dumb. Scott.
Smokey and the Bandit 3.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I didn't know. I missed that one.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to be so insulting. But it was right there for you, Nate. You got anything else? Besides me kicking the shit out of that pinata?
No. man, god damn it. Archer?
What do you think will go... What do you think will go through that pinata better, a fist or a foot?
Man, that's a good question. I think fist.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to punch it.
Deliverance.
Yes!
Shit!
You did it!
That's it, though.
Yeah, next time we come around, we're not going to talk about your pinata until you think of something.
No, keep doing it. Keep ramping up.
Trish?
The Longest Yard.
Mm-hmm. The original, Scott.
Let's see how we can do here. Cannonball Run.
Uh-huh. Nate.
That reminded me, I think he had at least a cameo in The Longest Yard Adam Sandler remake.
Probably, yeah. Didn't remind you of anything else?
Should it? Oh, God damn it!
Yeah, I would have saved that one if I were you. Trish?
Was there Cannonball Run 2?
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Nate. Scott?
Starting Over.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Nate?
Yeah, I think a fist would work great, but maybe.
Thank you so much for playing, dude. Let's hear it for Nate, everybody.
Don't leave that here.
You're not going to get picked. He's like, what if I get picked? I mean, I know the other guests. They know him. Maybe they might pick you. That's a good point. He's won enough. Thank you, Nate. That's a great attitude.
Yes.
Yes. Let's hear it for Nate. Trish?
Was he in The Best Little Whorehouse in Texas?
He sure was.
Okay.
Number one customer. Scott?
Sharky's Machine.
Yes, directed by Burt Reynolds as well. I think Trish is going to be in trouble here, maybe.
I think I am going to be in trouble here, maybe.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. I mean, you know, I wish they made a Sharky's Machine, too.
I'm trying to think if he was any, like, lady movies.
Any like, what?
Any lady movies.
Well, Starting Over kind of was one. But, yeah, he's in a few movies that for the ladies.
I know. That's what I'm trying, like, maybe a Diane Keaton hit or something, but I think I'm out.
All right.
Thank you so much,
Trish.
Thanks.
Do you want us to demolish your pinata as well?
Sure.
Okay, then leave it there. We'll take care of that for you. You did it, Scott! You don't have anybody you'll get in trouble with at Sam's Club for coming and doing this, would you?
Fuck them.
Oh. Wow. Good Scott. Okay, Scott. What is your last name, dude?
Neighbors.
Neighbors, I like it. All right, I'm going to write it in here into my script, and then I'm going to introduce you. You can just stay there, though. You don't have to walk up all those stairs. Are you guys ready to meet our guests for this evening? Please give it up for Scott Neighbors, Trey Gallion, and Jeff Tate. Oh, shit. It's happening. Yeah, raise your hands up. Do you want to sit in Scott's seat, Jeff?
Yeah.
I know you like to sit on the end. So, Scott, could you switch with Jeff and sit in the middle there? And let's say hello to these fellas individually, starting with this guy. It's his first time on the show. He likes to wear a hat. And he says, fuck Sam's Club.
Like your attitude, man.
It's Scott Neighbors, everybody. How's it going, dude?
Good.
You feeling good about your win?
Yeah.
Okay. I sense a little sad about the passing of Burt Reynolds. Is that why it's a bittersweet victory?
Yeah, a little.
Yeah.
Kind of hit me.
I get that. Of course, he was in The End and The Man Who Loved Cat Dancing and right?
Yeah.
White Lightning. Another lady. Oh, he was in a musical called At Long Last Love. And what's that, Jeff?
White Lightning.
White Lightning. Wait, I thought that was a... Yeah, you're right. What was the movie with lightning that had lightning in the title that Richard Pryor was in?
Black
Grease
Lightning.
Grease Lightning. That's not Grease? Black no. Lightning. Who said that? Scott.
Scott said it.
Let's not also me. Say hello to joining us again. He was on the last... Doug Loves Movies, the last time I was in Kansas City, and he's back. It's Trey Gallion, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Kansas City? Go Chiefs?
All right. Okay, that works.
Hey, man, I'm an Andy Reid guy. I don't know if you know that before Kansas City, he coached the world champion Philadelphia Eagles.
Wait, what do you mean before Kansas City? So he wasn't Philadelphia's coach when they became world champions?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Okay. He just got them almost there.
He coached them a couple of times they didn't.
Right, and then one of his underlings took over and took him to the Super Bowl and won.
And so now they've got him here?
Huh? Andy Reid's here. Yeah, so Kansas City's
so
not
they
gotta win
wait
the Super
a few
Bowl.
Years for the Super Bowl win.
Right.
Okay.
Then Doug Peterson will come here and then they'll win the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Hey, at least you guys have a plan.
You're not the damn Lions? Is that the team that's terrible?
I don't know. I don't watch football. Tell the truth. I'm on the side of brains.
Yeah, and you found some terrific headwear to hold your brains in.
Yeah.
It's Jeff Tate.
Tate.
Why, thank you, everybody.
It just sounds like looting has started and people are chanting take.
Oh, man. That's not what it sounds like to me.
Hey, Scott, I apologize to just spring this on you, but of course we have the prize bag. Do you happen to have anything in your possession that you could contribute?
I've got a bag of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
No way.
No
like
membership
at your,
to
like
say.
At your seat
and,
over there?
And some glow sticks.
No, what? The ones from the ground that fell out of that pinata?
No, I brought my
you
own.
You brought your own glow sticks? Wait, so two insane people brought pinatas, and one of the insane pinata people, along with another audience member, brought glow sticks?
Is that a thing in Kansas City? Who else brought glow sticks?
Kansas City is all glow sticks and pinatas, man.
No, yeah.
That's what they're all about here. Civic pride. I love it. Okay, so where is that stuff? Is it at your seat?
Yeah, let me get it.
You want to grab it? Yeah, I like to I like to hold it.
That's like how Porky Pig would say it.
Yeah.
I hold it.
Lovely miniatures. Reese's miniatures, like half eaten, which is the only way to give.
I want one of those.
And then
too.
Some glow sticks, I assume, are in here. Yeah. You want a glow stick too, Trey?
No, just a Reese's peanut butter cup.
Okay. Actually, we should throw one of these into the crowd. That would be fun.
Nobody brought donuts? Oh, girl's right here.
All right, so that's going in the prize bag. Jeff, what do you have?
Oh, I brought a copy of my album, People Are What People Make Them. Yeah, there you go. One of these is in the prize bag, and I got about 10 more in this pocket.
Yeah.
You guys can, trades considered. I'll sell them to you for however much money you want to give me for them or however much weed you want to give me for it.
Yeah.
Where do you stand on bartering for glow sticks and Reese's cups?
I mean, I don't know how to break that. Like, I'll give you like two tracks of this one of these albums for some glow sticks. It's not worth the whole album to me. That's what I'm saying, glow sticks.
No.
That's for the birds.
Thumbs down.
That's for the birds. I don't know. I'm trying to talk Kansas style.
Kansas.
You're right. Okay.
But this is a city.
Kansas is not here. It's right here. It's right there. We're all the way one step over here.
Yeah, like applaud if you live in Kansas.
You're not in Kansas anymore. If I could quote a famous movie called Citizen Kane. Trey, what do you got for the bag?
All right, I've got the safety card from the E-170 on the flight down here because it's got the coveted wedgie baby picture. And those aren't in every card, so I grabbed that one, and me and Jeff signed it. And then I have...
I'll sign it, too.
the Joy Division Grav Labs shirt with the bong on it. Yeah, I know, right? And then I have the Grav Labs rolling tray, which you mentioned before. I'm actually talking to them about making a rolling tray. Me with my picture on it.
Yeah, it'll be his face, and you roll your joints on it, and you say to people, "That's my tray."
Would any of you guys buy that? If Grav Labs put out a rolling tray? That dude's shaking his head no. I'll pick a good picture, dude. It'll be dumb and silly. Still no? All right, that's fair. And then a Grav Labs Sherlock. Yeah, right? It's green and pretty.
I meant
pretty.
To censor that, but I guess
right.
A Sherlock, that doesn't reveal anything. It's called it a Sherlock.
Yeah. And so that's it.
Okay.
Yep.
Good job.
Thanks.
Oh, Jeff has a white order card up. That means that he'd like to order something to drink here at the Alamo Drafthouse or something to eat.
Or turn somebody in for fucking
He might
narc.
Be mad at somebody for talking. Apologize if you think I'm talking too much, Jeff.
It's a little of both. It's an order.
It's a great great system they have here, and Jeff, hopefully someone will come grab that from you in a second. Oh, here we go. Here comes somebody.
Look at this.
And,
thank you very much. Thank you. It's such a nice place here.
I don't have time to write it down, Amber. Could you get me, please, another Tito's and soda? Trey, are you good?
Amber, can I get another one, too?
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah,
thought
thank so. You.
Oh, Scott, do you want anything?
Boulevard wheat with an orange.
Pro, dude. Pro move. Like, he didn't even ask whose tab is this going on. He was like, yeah, I want another fucking drink. I like your style, dude.
I mean, it's all on Scott Neighbors. Seat 1117.
Yep.
Is that your food?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you ordered food?
How hungry are you right now?
Kind of hungry.
Can I have your pickle?
Oh, cool. So you're about to get drunk.
But I'm good. My friend Alex, he'll probably end up eating it before the thing is over.
You should see how hard he's eyeballing that shit. His buddy is big. He is a big guy. I'd be worried, too.
Alex has no idea who you are, Doug.
What?
Oh, no, it's true.
He says it's not true, but I know who Alex is. He's the guy that's so big, he's thrilled you're not sitting in that seat next to him anymore. He's got a little room to stretch out. That's like when somebody gets called to first class, and they're in the middle seat, you're in the aisle, you go like, yes. Take that guy away from me. Or it's even better when they get arrested. I got a question, as you know, Scott, if you listen to the show, that I ask all my guests. I'm not going to ask you first. I'll go to Jeff. I'm pretty sure I know the answer, but what was the last movie you saw?
Fallout. Mission Impossible Fallout again. That's the fourth time I've seen it.
Yeah, is it good?
I don't know
an audience member just asked, and I have to say from now on, I'll do all the interviewing. But that was a great question.
Yeah, that was the one you were expecting. But I actually, since then, I did watch another movie.
What?
I streamed it on Amazon. It's called Gleaming the Cube.
Yeah. Ooh.
holy
Christian
shit.
Christian Slater.
Yes, it is.
And the whole Bones Brigade.
Yeah,
the Pizza Hut truck. Oh, my God. That he solves a mystery. He gives himself a haircut. All these things are... It's great. Like, I've been trying to find it. I've wanted to see it for, like, 15 years. And it's not in... You can get, like, a European copy of the DVD for, like, $100. But then I'd have to also go to Europe. So it's, like, $100 and however much it costs to go to Europe, which is a lot for Gleaming the Cube. But now it's on Amazon Prime.
And you liked it?
Oh, yeah. It's fucking great. It is great.
Before you say things like that, you should say, hey, everybody, I like everything.
Hey everybody! I like garbage.
There's no reason to swear about it.
I don't like good stuff generally, but this movie, it's like he skateboards out his frustrations. It's like Footloose, but with skateboarding, and a murder mystery.
Oh, So that since skateboarding is not illegal, they had to put something that's illegal in there?
Yeah, no one was telling them to stop skateboarding. They were just saying things like, stop murdering. It's not a good idea. Wear a helmet.
You should be more careful.
We frown upon skateboarding and really dislike murder.
Yeah, I just want to get the news out for this little indie film from 50 years ago, Gleaming the Cube.
What's the name of one other actor in it besides Christian Slater?
Oh, boom, this is going to blow your mind. Stephen Bauer.
It didn't blow my mind, but...
No, that
wait,
I
which
knew
part?
It.
That he's in it or that you remembered?
That I remembered.
Oh, okay. Well, he's great. He was in Scarface and...
yeah.
And his...
Scarface.
Some people call it Scarface. And... Scott, what was the last movie you saw?
Last night I saw Barbarella.
Okay, with us right here in this very theater.
Absolutely.
We were sitting in the front row, so you were probably a little further back.
I was in the very back row.
What a trip that movie is.
It was, and I gotta say, Jeff Tate had the funniest line in the whole thing.
Okay, oh, well, enough about that. Trey, what was the last?
Seriously.
What was it, Scott? What did he say?
When Barbarella said, looking for Duran Duran, Jeff said, may have seen him. He might be hungry, like the wolf.
He did get an applause that break, but it was an ill-deserved.
In context, people went crazy.
Yeah.
It was well-timed, I'll say that. I probably delivered it impeccably. My trademark stutter stops.
It was a reference we all understood.
Trey was good with his angel that didn't want to fly.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, thanks, man. I mean, I thought the internet porn line was better, but
well,
whatever.
Yeah, I guess so.
It didn't get an applause break.
We had fun, though.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah. It's a weird movie. It's a weird space movie. Like, it's a movie that should be played in a bar with the sound off.
Right, yeah. In a dive bar where you just look up every once in a while.
Yeah,
like,
you glance at it and go, you glance up and go, oh, wow, she's... little tiny dolls with sharp teeth are biting that sexy lady.
Yeah, it was. I just kept thinking about the neighbor kid in Toy Story and all of his, you know, misfit toys put together like that. It was like a real life recreation of that shit. It was weird. Weird.
Was that the last movie you saw?
No.
You seen a movie since then?
Totally.
You what one?
It was Mission Impossible Fallout.
Oh, right. We saw that yesterday afternoon, and then we saw Barbarella last night.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Wow, you can't even get these questions right.
No, you know, look. I like weed. I don't blame it for anything, so I'm not going to blame that on that. But
fair enough.
Yeah, so you're right. So Barbarella, I guess, technically.
Yeah, but what'd you think of the Mission Impossible Fallout?
It was funnier the second time around, for sure.
I saw you fall out of your chair.
For real, man.
Was it supposed to be funny?
No! I mean, you kind of hope that at parts they realize how campy it's going to be, but it was just, yeah.
There's some lines that are supposed to be funny, I think.
For sure.
Yeah, and they pull it off for the most part.
Yeah, but again, those were like laughing. It was one of those where we were laughing at parts where the rest of the theater was not laughing.
I just don't like movies where, and this is the Mission Impossible movies almost solely, it's solely their thing, but I just don't want to watch a movie where in any given scene someone's going to tear their face off and be somebody else.
Yeah, that's what we're talking about.
Like, they can do that whenever they want, and they do it constantly, and it's like, okay, now I can't trust anything, so why am I even bothering to watch?
I was so glad when they busted the face-making machine in that bathroom scene, and you're like, awesome, we don't have to deal with another dumb mask.
Yeah.
Like, that's fucking perfect.
There's a good way to get those out, but they should have broken that machine permanently.
But the fight scene leading up to that was pretty good. That was a pretty good fight scene.
Yeah.
It was no.
No, there's amazing action in that movie. I'm just tired of like the constant double crosses.
Yeah.
Like Ethan Hunt has been double crossed 80 times.
Well, yeah, you can pick out each
one. And it's just like, why does he get out of bed in the morning?
Yeah, we were like,
he'd wake up and look at the alarm clock. Are you telling me the truth?
There's six.
You can't handle the truth.
Out of six Mission Impossible movies, he's only just like doing a mission once. The rest of the time, they're like turned on him, or he's fucked, or he's gone rogue, or disavowed, or everyone's dead. It's never just go do your shit. Like yeah. they should disband the IMF.
Yeah, and they clearly have no plan ever. He's like, "Yeah, we'll figure it out." The whole movie. We'll figure it out.
I love that IMF song though. Unbelievable. Oh. What the?
Yeah. That was the only movie that I liked Superman dude in though so far.
Henry Cavill.
He was really good.
Is a good bad guy in it, or good guy, or whatever the fuck he's supposed to be. Double crosses all
little
the time.
Both.
Constant double cross.
Anti-hero.
He's like, Tom Cruise saves his life, and then several scenes later, he's like, "Well, sorry, buddy, it's just business."
Yeah, I'd totally kill you if they tell me to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking no code.
But I liked him. He was good in that.
Yeah.
Fuck Superman. Stick with that character.
I don't trust anybody that does everything their boss tells them to do. Right? I don't think you're a trustworthy person unless you blow some stuff right the fuck off. He's like, nope. Anyway, he's a real kiss ass, that Superman fella. That's what I'm trying to say.
I'm just not a fan of Superman in general. I think he's a bullshit superhero.
All right. Well, that's a take.
Yeah.
I wish we had time to discuss it.
No, I know we don't. I'm not going to get into it.
Yeah, because I have to say this. Turn it off, Bert. Let the games begin!
Oh, hot damn.
Gentlemen! Pick your... Oh, a new beverage. Thank you. Came out of the shadows. I act like that's the only thing Bane ever said. Pick your name tags, you guys. Scott, Trey, right. Jeff. Just go manhandle whichever one. Ooh, there's a say anything.
I know, with the boom
say
box.
Say anything boom Come box. That, I'm sorry, I didn't see that one earlier. That's a cool one. But there's lots of good ones. Broke Zach Mountain. Yeah, but take a good look around, you guys. Give everybody a chance. Scott, this must be interesting for you because you've always been on the other side of this. You can't pick your own name tag, of course. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back.
Earwolf fans have been asking for more episodes of the Andy Daly podcast pilot project for years. And now Andy's back with a new batch of pilots. Season 2 is out right now. You might also know him from his Comedy Central show Review, or from Eastbound and Down, or his cast of truly insane improv characters. He played Don DeMello on a Doug Loves Movies episode once, and it was one of the most hilarious things ever. Each episode, Andy and Matt Gourley share a podcast idea that's hosted by a strange character, like the cowboy poet Dalton Wilcox, or a Scottish supernatural tour guide. Matt and Andy take each pilot and turn it into a podcast episode. The AV Club called the show a pure distillation of Andy's demented brilliance, with special guests like Paul F. Tompkins, Lauren Lapkus, Jason Mantzoukas, and Matt Besser. It's just about as close as podcasts get to sketch comedy, so check it out. Subscribe to the Andy Daly Podcast Pilot Project in Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen, and you'll get a new pilot every Thursday.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, we're back. Great job. Name tags have been chosen. Trey, you got say Andy thing.
Yeah, because Home Dude brought an actual boombox, which, where did you have to go to a thrift store for this? Pawn shop? It was yours. Broke it in the basement. Nice. With the CD player on top, so it's pretty. Oh, but dual cassette, dude. Dual cassette, so you can record. And it's Say Andy Thing.
Yeah, he wrote Say Andy Thing all over it.
On the front of the boombox.
There's not even batteries in the back.
No, huh? Yeah. It's heavy without the batteries. Yeah. I forgot how heavy these fuckers are. And then the shitheads in the CD thing.
Radio Raheem would talk some real shit about you. All right, Scott, who you got?
I got Kyle 22.
Oh, instead of Mile 22, that's fresh.
And I got four little bottles of Tito's.
Oh, good for you.
We have four bottles of Tito's.
I was about to say that.
Jeff, what do you got?
I got Tim and Tara. Thank you for smoking. It's got you on it, and it's a thank you for smoking thing. It also came with some donuts from a place called Hertz Donut.
Oh.
And then I looked at them, and I'm just going to eat these. Oh, my God. They look good.
Can I help?
Yeah, describe one.
One's got Cinnamon Toast Crunch on it.
Don't just show us. Don't describe.
Yeah, perfect for the podcast, Trey. You really...
Yeah, this was definitely more for me.
Another one, I think, just has blueberries in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, the cookies are in it.
Cookies.
Wow, when it rains, it pours.
For real. That's not fair.
Oh, my God. Diabetes, right at your seat.
Right? All you got to do is fill out your order card.
Somebody will come out and cut off his foot here in a minute.
So that's what you ordered here at the Alamo Draft House, Main Street, Kansas City, is the triple cookie plate.
Yeah, the cookie trio.
The milkshake.
It's one of each.
And the shake, wow.
It's a double chocolate cookie, double chocolate brownie cookie, regular chocolate chip cookie, and peanut butter banana.
Ooh.
One
now
of
yesterday
each.
When we went to the movies, you just got a triple peanut butter banana.
Yes.
Why the change today?
Because... I was doing this as a goof. I was just going to have it on the table, and then we could all have... one, but there's no
what table.
Yeah, there's no table.
No.
Why don't you go put it on where Scott was sitting formerly to make Scott feel even worse about not being in?
Right next to his fat buddy. That's a perfect idea.
Trey.
A plate of cookie. We've already established he's fat.
No, I said he's
Trey,
large.
Oh, yeah.
The meta one.
Oh, here. I'll. Well, oh, that's warm.
This just in. He knows he's fat. Everybody. Well, here, have some of this fucking cookie.
I mean, if you're going to take one, take it now, because they are warm.
Come on. What's your name, Alex?
Eat the rest of the banana
eat
one,
it,
dude.
Alex. Yeah, go. Start that diet tomorrow. They taste like what?
Shame.
Shame.
Yeah, that's your problem, dude.
Yeah, yeah, that's coming from inside the house, my man. Those taste like peanut butter banana cookies. The shame was already there. Don't blame the cookies for that. You think I'm going to feel any shame with what I'm about to fucking eat? No.
All right, well, that's who you guys are playing on behalf of today. And the first game we're going to play is something called Purple Rain Man. Let's play Purple Rain Man. Scott, do you know this?
I do.
Yeah, it's a movie mashup title, Trey.
Oh, man, I suck at these. All right.
Yeah, I think my money's on Scott or Jeff, but you never know.
No, it's smart money.
Okay. I'm going to name the third build people in a movie mashup title, then second build, then first build, and guess as often as you like. First person to get the correct mashup title will win this game.
So both movies. Wait.
You got to mash them up. It's one mashed up title, like Purple Rain Man.
Okay.
Ask me again.
So third build from
like
each
Purple
movie.
Rain All Man.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Third build.
Prince.
You don't just name people. That's not how this game works.
All right, go.
Okay. Ving Rhames. And Klaus Maria Brandauer.
How do I know that name?
Ving Rhames, he's big, and he says, we have the meats.
He's
Oh, he was just in that one we saw.
Oh. Second build.
Okay.
Henry Cavill and Robert Redford.
Mission Impossible, Fall Out of Africa.
Whoa, that was like an echo. I think Scott edged it, though. Scott,
I would give it to Scott.
Scott is the winner. Mission Impossible, Fallout of Africa. Top build, of course, Tom Cruise and Meryl Streep. Don't think they've ever worked together, so hopefully this will make it happen.
They were in a movie called Lions for Lambs.
Oh, that's right. That's what? Right.
Oh, my God.
Jeff, eat a donut.
Yeah, it's my reward.
It's time to celebrate. Hey, don't forget to dunk that donut in that adult shake.
Adult shake.
It's not even an adult shake. It's just a shake.
I know. Now I want an adult
just
shake.
Just a shame shake. I had lunch at Shame Shack the other day. All right. Oh, what's... Okay. Staff here is so stealthy. They just... They're suddenly there.
Yeah, they're like, cool like that, man.
Yeah, cool like that.
Love Alamo.
Let's play Whose Tagline Is It Anyway?
Oh, we're done with that game?
Oh, yeah, we're done with that game.
All right.
Yeah, you were the third worst at it.
Yeah.
It was almost a tie for first, and then you.
I was like, what movie starts with Fallout?
You even gave them a clue when you were like, he's in that movie we watched yesterday.
Yeah, and then when you said Super, that's why I was like, what movie starts with Fallout? There's no movies that start. Oh, you can use Just Out. That's what was happening in my brain. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll shut up now.
You're going to be great at this in 10 or 12 years.
Yeah, I know.
Scott gets to go first, then we'll go to Jeff, then we'll go to you, Trey.
Okay.
And it's Whose Tagline Is It Anyway? So I'm going to say the tagline for a movie, and Scott alone is the only person in this room who gets to guess the name of the movie. And a theme will probably emerge.
Yeah.
But not necessarily. Scott, what movie had the tagline, "She is 15, he is 17"?
Endless Love.
Hang on, I gotta finish it.
If you want to.
Wow. I'm calling
I can,
Sam's
I can
Club
finish
right
it for
now.
You if you'd like.
I'm gonna smash the shit out of my own face, Scott.
Do you have that attitude at Sam's Club? Because maybe that attitude is mutual.
I've been there 24 years. Yeah, I've got that same attitude.
Oh, damn. He's got tenure at Sam's Club? What department?
Tires.
Oh, fuck. No kidding.
Why do dogs like him so much? Tires.
Scott? Oh.
I thought that was the next tagline.
Yep, that's correct. It was must love dogs. She is 15. He is 17. The love every parent fears.
Can I answer now? Endless Love.
That is correct. But I just really wanted to get that out there. She's 15. He's 17. Isn't that normal?
Yeah.
Every parent fears that?
No.
Oh,
I'd be fine
my
with
high
that.
School, high school kids are dating each other? I'm afraid.
Like, either way, if I was a parent of either one, I'd be like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, it's not like he's Mark Wahlberg.
No, exactly.
Because that movie Fear, of course, you should fear that.
Yes.
You should fear your daughter dating that guy.
Yeah. And he could blind you. Mm-hmm. Was that too deep? All right, I got one clap.
All right, Jeff gets to start us off in this next round. Scott is on the board, and Trey is joining us. He is here as always.
Yeah.
He is present. Jeff, what movie has the tagline, "School's out"? And I shouldn't have said it like that. There's no exclamation point. It's just, "School's out."
And the summer.
That would have been fun.
Is also a good movie. Let me get to my guess, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I can't even think of another one.
The answer is Endless Summer. I'm just kidding. Would have been a sweet burn, though, if that's what I did to you. Trey, school's out.
Dazed and Confused.
Okay. I think they're in session, but maybe not. Scott?
Could you repeat that?
Mm-hmm. Schools. Out. Out.
Could you use it in a sentence?
School's out for summer.
Summer school.
Great guesses, all of them, you guys. You're definitely all here to play. But what's a unique piece of trivia about Endless Love, the movie?
No idea.
Who was in it? Whose first movie role was?
Tom Cruise.
That's right, Scott.
Oh, jeez.
And Tom Cruise followed that up with a little something called Taps.
Oh. School's Out was the tagline?
Yeah.
Wow, what a horrible line
not
for
a
that
great,
movie.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, it was out because
they took
students
over
were holding the whole
school.
Place hostage.
Yeah.
School's done.
Yeah, period.
School's over.
Yeah, like we're going to kill some people. Yeah. A good movie, though. Great movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, when he goes all nuts in the wind. Yeah, all right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there you go. Taps. Where'd we start there? Jeff, you get to go first on this next one.
Yes.
Oh, wait, no, I thought we were on me.
No, you lost.
No, you failed. I mean, you got your turn in the right order.
No, I got it.
Jeff, Trey's going to be so mad he doesn't get to go first on this one. Let me just make sure I'm reading this right. Okay. Use your microphone voice, Doug. They grew up on the outside of society.
Oh, man.
They weren't looking for a fight. They were looking to belong. Jeff?
Trey. Trey knows one, finally.
Oh, my God, dude. Quit toying with me.
Is it the Outsiders?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Trey, you can get this one, though. I believe in you.
Thanks, man.
Me too, Trey. I believe in you.
All right, so Jeff has one. Scott has one. This is Trey's chance to get in the game and be a part of the tiebreaker. I'm not feeling great about your chances.
Oh.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
What movie has the tagline?
Yep.
The last word about the first time.
Yeah, that's not any of the ones I had in my head.
I'll give you three guesses.
Wait. Say, wait. The last one about the first time.
Mm-hmm. You understand what the category is?
Yes.
You get the theme.
Yeah.
So just name three of them.
But that's the thing is like, I don't. Oh, what's that dumb fantasy one he was in?
Legend.
Yeah,
you
Legend.
Think that's it? The no. last word about the first time. You think it's Legend?
Oh, look, I'm yeah, already gonna feel stupid enough, Tate. I don't need you. I thought
is
you were gonna be
Days
nice
of
to me.
Thunder.
He has sex with a virgin unicorn in Legend.
Yeah. Yes. The last thing about the first time.
Yeah.
When are you ever going to fuck a unicorn again?
Once I get my insurance picked up.
What?
It's too risky to fuck a unicorn now. I don't have unicorn fucking insurance. My policy lapsed.
Well, it's because they fart rainbows. What if they fart a rainbow right when you're fucking them? And then, you know.
Don't be crude.
I'm not. I didn't. Rainbows are beautiful.
Jeff is the Captain America of this podcast. Language.
Oh, man. Well, it's not. But see, then I start naming a bunch of Tom Cruise movies. Well, fuck.
Have you not figured out that they're also going in order?
No, no, I hadn't. Why would I have figured that out?
Because he did the first two in order.
Oh, all right. So what came out? Wait, Risky Business? That makes no sense for Risky Business.
Well, you get three guesses.
What else did he do when he was young? Top Gun, he was too old for then. Because Top Gun had to have been like his.
I love it when you show your work.
Yeah, nobody else does. I'm glad you do.
I think Doug was kidding.
Okay, so what do we got? We got Risky Business and Top Gun. Name one more.
Unless you want to go with Legend. Like a dummy.
You can stick with Legend.
Yeah, I'm going with Legend.
Okay, so Risky Business, Top Gun, and Legend.
Yeah. Damn it.
Jeff?
Oh, I don't know. Is it All the Right Moves?
No. Scott, take it home.
Losing It.
That's correct.
Hey, what the fuck is Losing It? Scott, you're an asshole.
Losing
I don't like
it. Losing It. It's about when I get angry and fuck up this pinata.
Because I'm on the game.
Losing It is Tom Cruise goes to Mexico with his buddies. I think Jackie Earl Haley's in there. And they're all like trying to get laid for the first time in Mexico, which is, you know, always a great plan. And nothing goes wrong. Everything goes according to plan. I think Shelley Long is in it. I think he has sex with Shelley Long, maybe.
Oh, good for him, I guess. Yeah. Seems kind of boring.
She was
whatever.
All right.
A little dry.
I like her.
All right.
Did you ever see Night Shift where she played a prostitute?
Now, yes, I did see that.
Yeah, she's all right.
Yeah, all right. Okay. But still, I would have banged one of the
that
other
scene
chicks
where she's
movie.
Like getting something out of the oven. She got that weird underwear on.
Yeah, yeah, but any girl can look hot doing that.
Any girl.
What? Trey, how are you going to... What the fuck?
Yeah, she was never my favorite on Cheers, man. I love Cheers. It's a great show, but
what
she was
never...
What
world do you live in where you get to walk into a room with three girls, one of them Shelley Long, and you're like, ah, oh, somebody's got to be better.
Yeah, totally. Fucking 90% of the time, dude. She's never been one of my favorites. I love her work on the show.
Nice show.
But yeah, I was always like, what the fuck is Sam's problem, man? Like, I don't understand what the attraction was.
All right, I got to mess up this pinata.
Sorry.
I can't sit here and listen to you disparage Shelley Long without.
Oh, you want me to hold
shit.
It?
No, I think I got it. I think I can do it all. Probably somebody might get hurt, but it's cool.
If he stomps
here, can
on
you take
it.
The nade off of there, the yeah. name tag? There you go, thanks.
There's nothing in there that's like pressurized, is there? I don't want Doug stomping on a can of spray paint or something. Is that a thing?
Nate's friend brought a Crazy Rich Asians. What's it say? Crazy Ryan Asians. But it was taped onto a pipe. And now Nate's like, hey, do you want to use this pipe? No, hang on to your pipe. And people at the front door should pay closer attention.
Oh, wait.
Of all
people
the
just coming in here with their own Tito's and pipes and boom boxes. What kind of fucking theater
of
is
of all
this?
The ridiculous pipes I've seen people bring to your shows, that's the first time it was ever just really a pipe.
Yes. Okay, here goes. This isn't going to work. Jesus! Oh, it has Tito's bottles in it. What? You maniac.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Somebody could have gotten really
warning
hurt.
For that. Yeah. What the fuck is your problem, dude? No warning? You put glass bottles in a thing that he was about to kick, and you said absolutely nothing.
I mean, also not to be a pedantic dick, but these are pressurized. And I just literally just asked you, there's nothing that's pressurized in there. And you said no. Meanwhile, everything's pressurized.
Let's beat the fuck out of Nick. Nate, what the fuck is your name?
Nate.
Nate.
Ooh, this is fun. All right, so here's some more Cheetos for you, Scott.
Cool.
Congratulations. I'll put some of these donuts in the prize bag. Is that one? No, that one's not making a mess. Cool. But these donettis that fell out of the bag, I'm going to have to do something with them. Oh, Jesus. God damn it. All right.
Yeah, give me one of those, Doug.
Okay. Wait, what are you going to do?
No, give me two.
Okay. Jesus.
You didn't even come close to Nate.
Yeah, I know. That's why I sucked at baseball. I played catcher.
Aim for this guy over here.
Oh, yeah, the catcher never has to throw it anywhere. That was
buddy.
Well, you're going to hit
that's
him.
That's closer than the pitcher's
there.
Mound. Did you carry it to the pitcher's mound?
I mean, my follow-through was good. I was just two seats off for that. There you go.
I wanted to get it into his drink. I thought that would be funny. Yeah, cover your drinks. Sorry.
Nachos?
Whoa, it just landed. It just landed on their table. Like, they didn't stop it or anything. That was like a golf approach.
Yeah, I wanted it to go in their drink. I was aiming for all those empty glasses. Okay, well,
I got to pee a little
thanks
bit.
For that, Nate. That worked out okay, but holy shit. Fucking glass bottles and a pinata.
Yeah, what?
Spice up your next.
God, dude.
Fiesta.
Glass bottles. Glass bottles is something that you beat on. Great idea, Nate.
You want to be hit with a fucking pipe.
Yeah.
Jesus.
He's like, yeah, dude, watch this.
Oh, my God. Damn it, he didn't take the pipe.
He's like, they're little. Big enough to be broke, man.
Oh.
You can still kill somebody with that.
Come on, Nate. I don't know what's in your fucking boombox, but I'm scared. I'm not going to crush it with my foot.
Andy.
All right, yeah. We got to pick a winner. We got to not pick a winner. Trey, you have a chance.
Yeah.
You have a chance.
This is what I love about being on here.
But I love when an audience member comes up and does a great job like Scott's doing today. Very impressive.
He is. I was going to make fun of his Aquaman hat, but I was like, we'll leave it. He's doing so well.
I will cut you.
Dude, really? Like, he's above Superman, but that's about it. And that new movie, are you kidding me?
He will cut you with a trident, motherfucker.
You can't be excited about that new movie.
I think it looks good, Trey.
No, I do not.
I'm excited for it as a movie.
Yeah.
As an Aquaman movie, not so much.
Yeah, it looks the truth comes out.
But it looks like a course correct a little bit for DC. Like, because he has some, in the trailer, he has some funny lines and the situations look interesting. I like the scene where he's a little kid and he's at the aquarium and he makes all the fish look at somebody like, fuck you, dude.
Right, but I feel like that's another one where I'm going to be laughing when nobody else is.
I mean, you might as well get used to it. It's what you do.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's so
I mean, you're wearing a hat
true.
With a dick on it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah,
so.
I know. That I was wearing when I was talking to Lisa Loeb. Why would I wear a hat with a dick on it when I'm talking to the most awesome, beautiful, rainbowy woman on the face of the planet? I was tripping
wow, I didn't know about your
too.
Feelings. Look. I didn't know your Lisa Loeb feelings.
Hey, man, she's in my wheelhouse. I'm that old.
Oh, well, you should.
Oh, that sounded bad, too.
You should untie her. You should untie her and let her escape from your wheelhouse. It's where I keep the tires I buy from Sam's Club.
Are those AquaTread knockoffs?
Whoa,
take it easy.
Got something comparable?
No.
Oh, all right.
We're picking a winner today based on who prevails in a game of haven't played it for a minute. It's called Bennington. We're going to play Bennington, also known as the Tom Brady game because we have to adjust for inflation.
Tom Takar?
Yeah, now Tom Takar. Okay. This is Bennington Takar. And Scott gets to go first. I'll name an actor or actress, and you just tell me what you think might be in their top three movies according to Box Office Mojo after being adjusted for inflation. Then we'll go to, we'll switch the order around, and then we'll go to Trey and then to Jeff. Right. Each of you gets to go first in each succeeding round, so everybody gets a good chance to take this home. Scott.
Tate's asleep.
He did say he thought he could win this in his sleep.
So I was going to my mind palace.
Proving it.
Which is just like an old Blockbuster. Like it's just a bunch of movies.
Wow, did the guy just start a chant of Tate with just one attempt?
Yeah. No, he
Tate. Was.
Nobody bought in. Like, no, he knew just what I needed. That's what it was. I didn't need a whole chant, but I could use at the time I could have used a little support. And guess who had it in space? This guy Tate. All right, that's all I need, man. All right, if you guys could just keep it down.
Yeah.
I'll wake you up when it's your turn, Jeff. Scott. The films of Chris Pratt. What do you think's in his top three? I mean, go for number one if you want. Scott, are you asleep as well?
Yeah, this is the longest he's taken to answer a fucking question.
I'm back off, man.
Yeah, that's cool.
No, I love you, Trey.
The answer's not Aquaman.
Yeah, it hasn't come out yet. He might be in it. You don't know.
That is a cool hat, too, Trey. I mean, it'd be better if it had a dick on it, but.
Everything's better with the dick on that.
Not true.
Never
not
mind.
Not true. I thought of five things right away.
Oh, yeah.
One of them is hats.
Welcome back to the feud.
I was going to say
top five answers on the board. Things that are great with a dick on it.
Most of the front row.
Every one of them is now like a super, like they're all dirty. All the questions are dirty, but the answers aren't.
Yeah.
It's the funny, like we asked 100 men, name the top five things you'd wish your wife would schlob. And then they're like, I don't know, dinner? And they're like, dinner, number one. What? What?
Knob wasn't on the board?
No, man. I think that they like, anytime someone said knob, they would say, now say something else. This one's going to be one of those trick ones. Anyway, I don't have a dick on any of my clothes.
Just one in your fancy pants. Chris
just
Pratt the is the name, Scott.
Jurassic World.
Oh, he's going Jurassic World. Full title? Is that the full title?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not Jurassic Park Presents.
Trey.
What? I got to name one now, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh, yeah? Was it was that movie quiet or loud?
More Guardians of the Galaxy.
Like, but how?
Like, let's say it was filled with water. Let's say it was a liquid measurement.
Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2.
Yes.
That's the graduated measurement.
JF?
Avengers Infinity War.
All right. These guys came to play. Chris Pratt's top three, coming in at number three, Jurassic World, colon, Fallen Kingdom.
Oh.
Yeah, that movie made that much. It's already in his top three.
Wow.
Also making a lot this very year, number two, Avengers Infinity War. So that's two for Jeff.
Number two.
But
I don't like that laugh.
But Scott picks up 3 points because number one is Jurassic World.
Yeah.
Jurassic World 1, Volume 1, some of us call it in some circles. All right, are you ready for the next one? We're going to go to Trey first.
Okay.
You get to kick it off.
Cool.
Then,
got this.
Then Jeff and then Scott. The films of Bryce Dallas Howard.
Who the fuck is that?
She is Ron Howard's daughter.
She?
Bryce?
Yeah, that could go either way, man.
Yes, it could. It could. But it's a she. And Dallas, of course, that's a lady's name because I don't know why I said that. You don't know who that is. Red hair.
I could name more movies that his brother is in. I have no idea.
Well, you know what? I mean, she, when she was young, you know, showed up in some of his movies. Mm. So maybe just say a Clint Howard movie, and you'll be in business.
Huh. Wait, how old is she? Backdraft.
What? Backdraft is what you did?
Isn't that a Ron Howard movie? Backdraft. Is that not a Ron Howard movie?
Why don't you say Apollo 13 or something?
That's why I asked how old she was. Why, I don't know who she is in the first place, which I feel bad enough about. Why are you abusing me so much, Jeff? Now I know how the audience members feel. I see you guys. I see what you're doing here. I get it. I'll stop being mean to people.
Are you having a meltdown?
A little bit, man. Fuck.
It's a lot of pressure on this show, I guess. Whose turn is it? Yours?
I literally.
She was in that one, that M. Night Shyamalan movie, The Village.
Uh huh.
Is that?
No.
Okay. Okay, so you'll just pass for this round.
God, fuck. Yeah, man, I have to.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Nah, pass.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have.
Jeff.
You could have said The Village.
I mean, I've been saying movies she's in, and he could have just repeated back any of them, but yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to say Jurassic World.
He knows I
wouldn't
give him the answer. What do you say?
Jurassic World.
Okay.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Scott?
No. Yeah, whatever, man.
I'm going to go Jurassic World colon Fallen Kingdom.
Okay. He's going Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom.
Yeah.
That, of course, is, you know, it's pretty fresh, but it did manage to make number three on her list. So that's one more point for Scott.
Yay.
And then coming in at number two, she was in Spider-Man 3. And then her number one is the original Jurassic World. So that's three more points to Jeff. This is exciting. Jeff has five. Scott has four.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Trey,
I'm here.
Trey just figured out who Bryce Dallas Howard is.
No, I still didn't.
Wait, you haven't seen either of the Jurassic World
movies?
Yeah,
I have. But
she's the main person in them, the redheaded lady.
They ran around in the heels the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad I didn't know that. I don't like her at all.
I didn't know who she was until now, but I don't like her. Okay. Let's start with Jeff gets to go first. This is going to be intense. Because like I said, Jeff has five, Scott has four. Jeff gets to go, and then Scott, and then, you know, Trey's probably going to have
something
interesting to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Jeff Tate.
Yes.
Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum.
Okay.
What do you got?
I'm going to say Jurassic Park.
Okay. Scott?
To stun silence. I can't believe it.
I'm going to go with...
Microphone. Say it into the microphone.
I was. I thought I was.
Which one?
Trey knows a movie. But I'm not going to say it. All right. I'm going to go... Adjusted for inflation, I'm going to go Independence Day.
Okay.
Fuck you guys. No, I don't need it. I don't need.
Trey.
Buckaroo Banzai and his adventures across the eighth dimension. I'm kidding. I just love saying that movie. I'm going to go Jurassic World.
Don't stop.
Is that the full title?
Volume 1.
Coming in at number 4.
Say Buckaroo Banzai.
It wouldn't be worth any points. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Number 3. The Lost World, : Jurassic Park. Yeah, that one was big. Coming in at number 2, Independence Day. Yes, that means 2 points for Scott. He did the best he could under the circumstances. But coming in at number 1, of course, is the original Jurassic Park. Jeff gets a total of 8 points. And the win!
Tate. Thanks, man. That was Andy.
Oh, that was Andy with the boombox.
Yeah.
He tried for you, dude. He really tried.
I wish Buckaroo Banzai was a bigger movie. I know, right? So good.
You didn't put a shithead on the back of your
No, thing? It's in the CD. Look, you have to hit the...
Look at that.
And it's the fucking comfort thing or whatever you call it, the slow burn.
All right, but could you pull out the thing inside and just hand it to me?
Sure.
Scott, tremendous work today. Scott Neighbors, everybody. Do you want those Sour Patches?
Fuck yeah, he does.
Those go great with the Tito's.
Although I'm sure you get a good deal on those at Sam's Club.
This is a terrific shithead on the back of your name tag, Scott. So you picked a good one.
Wow, yeah.
And Scott, do you have anything to plug? Like, when can people see you at Sam's?
You can see me at Sam's Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Oh, that's a nice shift.
That's the important question. No discount?
No, you can't.
Not even like 10% or some shit?
No, you can't get a discount, but you're all going to need tires at some point, and you're going to go in and you're going to just fucking sit there bored as fuck waiting for your tires. But now you're going to this guy you talk to about movies you always all like.
Right. I will entertain
you. Guys all like Doug Loves Movies, so you can go in. You can make the people that get tires from him cooler and nicer to him than they already are.
Also want to promote Greg D. Where you at? I want to promote Nerds of Nostalgia podcast.
That's the guy?
All right.
Greg That's his D, podcast?
Right up there with your host, Greg D. and Genius McGee.
That's your second favorite podcast, Scott?
Yeah.
Okay.
Nice.
It is.
What's number one, WTF? Well, thank you so much, Scott. You did a great job, sincerely.
For real.
It's always fun. Always fun to pull people out of the crowd. You never know when it's going to happen, so definitely bring your name tags. Jeff, what do you got to plug?
September 28th is the next live taping of Altered Tates in downtown Cincinnati at the Clifton. It's in Clifton, Shorevine, 8 o'clock. It's me and my brother. Today, right now, September 8th, actually, today, this day, is my brother's birthday. So everyone say happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Happy
you
birthday.
You fucking Tate.
Yeah, yeah. Tates. See, that's for you. Love you, brother. See you in a couple days.
Wow, I'm proud to be in the United States of America.
Yeah, we're going to turn this thing around.
Is that the new slogan?
Yeah, yeah.
You should start putting that on your headbands. We're going to turn it around.
Turn this thing around. Vote Tates. We're going to turn this thing around.
Vote Tates.
Yeah, I don't know the rest of the song.
You know, it's hard to come up with a jingle on the spot. You're more than halfway there. What do you point to there, Trey?
Fucking dickhead Nate is trying to talk about his shithead on the back of the pinata. But you didn't get picked, so you don't get your shithead read, shithead. Nate's a shithead. How about that one?
I don't know if that's...
Are you going hard on Nate because you almost got hit in the face with a Tito's bottle?
Yes.
How did you were filming it. How'd that look? How did it turn out?
Oh, we'll find out.
Is
I mean, it
violent?
Looked pretty good.
Does it look violent?
Not horribly. Not as violent as the George Bush thing in Boston when you attacked the inflatable thing.
Oh, that was Reagan, I think.
Oh, Reagan, yeah.
I didn't attack it because of who it was. I attacked it because it was an inflatable thing.
Well, you kicked the shit out of it.
Yeah, I kicked it pretty good.
Equal time. You must attack a Democratic blow-up candidate. You can't just fight Republican ones. It's not fair. Are you in the deep state?
Hey, look, they're all part of the New World Order, all right? Let's move on.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I think it sucks that the world has gotten dumber than me. Like, that is a real fucking kick in the bag.
Yeah. Amen.
I shouldn't be able to tell. I should still be dumb.
I'm going to be in Sweet Home San Diego at the American Comedy Company on Saturday, September 29th at 4:20. Yeah. We'll see if Eddie's hanging out. I mean, he's always there, but we'll see if we can get him to talk. And thank you again to Alamo Drafthouse, everybody that works here. Oh, wait. I apologize, Trey. Do you have some plugs?
I do, actually.
Okay, cool. Thank you to the Alamo Drafthouse and to Kansas City and all you guys for coming out this afternoon to hear Trey tell us what's coming up for him.
So this is going to come out in a couple days. So this weekend in Philly, the 14th and 15th, I'm recording my new album at Creep Records /Head Shop/Performance Space. Yeah, and we're putting it out on their label, their independent punk rock label, Creep Records. And then also Maine and Massachusetts, October 18th through 21st. Check me for the dates on those.
You're jumping all around in there.
Yeah.
What's the website?
Oh, TreyGallion.com, and then Trey Gallion on all the social media because you made me change Trey Sucks.
I made him change it.
Mm-hmm. Suggested strongly.
Mm-hmm.
And I took your suggestion. It was fair.
All right.
All right.
Thanks, you guys. And I appreciate... Oh, the other pinata.
Whoa!
Holy shit. I forgot we had a double pinata situation. Let me just ask her really quick. Any glassware in there?
How about anything pressurized? Sir, are you with this lady? Is she a known liar? No, she's not a registered liar in this county. We can trust her.
How do you
want
to do it? Maybe stand over there and kick it or something? Like throw it and kick, drop kick it? Yeah. They're saying something about it. Oh, shit. Jesus. Oh.
That's good! What the hell?
So what's inside of it?
Wait, get the what?
No. Candy?
Oh, get the pipe.
No, leave the pipe over
get
there.
Get the pipe! Pipe!
Something fell out of it, Jeff. Another thing fell out of it. And another thing.
There's a little Kit Kat.
All right, I'm going to go pee.
All right. Well, thanks, Trey, for letting us know. Trey's got to go, everybody. He's going to grab some candy first.
Yeah, right.
Oh, the cookie. Oh, he got a cookie.
Yeah, the donuts, yeah.
Oh, a donut. Okay. Are you really going or are you staying?
No, I'm going to go.
I'm trying to wrap it up. He'll be available in the lobby for whatever you want from him. Jeff's going to kick it? Jesus. I'll never hit a pinata again after that Tito's bottle thing.
It was scary to commit to it all the way. I got CDs for sale.
Oh yeah, you're the one that they should go see out in the bar, the great bar that they have here at the Alamo Draft House in downtown Kansas City. As always, thanks again to Scott. As always, people that park in front of your house and honk to let you know they are there are a shithead. Yeah, we delve into some controversial stuff on this show. But this one might be my favorite shithead of this year because I agree with it so much as Scott gathers up his Tito's, takes his booty over to Alex. People who don't like dogs are a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room